Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes to share one of my favorite stories from the past year that seems to have really resonated with folks. In speeches over the past few months, I've been highlighting the story of a wide receiver for Clemson University's football team named Hunter Renfrow. If you remember, the most recent NCAA National Championship game had an amazing ending. Clemson had the ball on the 2-yard line with only a few seconds left on the clock. They could play it safe and kick a field goal right then to go into overtime. But that was a dangerous proposition against Alabama. They had time, maybe, for one quick play. But if that play took too long to set up and didn't result in a touchdown, time would run out and Alabama would again be national champion. A touchdown in this situation would be a career and life-altering event for Clemson's head football coach and the entire program. And with time to run only one play, they called and ran a play for a 5'10", 170-pound wide receiver they hadn't offered a scholarship to just 2 years earlier. And the reason they called a play for Renfrow is they knew he would run the right pattern, he would get to where he was supposed to be, and that guy was going to catch anything thrown remotely near him. Renfrow ran the play, made the catch with 1 second remaining on the clock, and Clemson became national champions. Coming out of high school, Renfrow dreamed of playing for Clemson, but they did not recruit him or offer any type of scholarship. But with the help of his parents, he paid his own way to college and worked his tail off to eventually walk onto the team. A year later, he earned a spot on the team and was eventually given a scholarship. But make no mistake about it, the guy that Clemson trusted to catch the most important pass in school history was a guy they originally had turned away. There's a tendency to make snap judgments on what people are capable of by the mold we have in our minds about what certain positions look like. Hunter Renfrow did not fit the mold of a Division I wide receiver. However, we should never underestimate how a person's drive and determination can break whatever mold folks try to place him or her in. I'd bet on the person with goals and a work ethic over the naturally talented, disinterested person any day. But, you know, that's not even my favorite part of this story. With the spotlight on him in the days following the game, Renfrow shared how he developed the great hands that made him a national hero to underdogs everywhere. Renfrow's dad was a high school football coach. Now, hearing that, most folks would assume that it was his dad who developed Hunter's great set of hands. But the thing is, high school football coaches are almost always at work. So it was his mom who spent hours with him in the backyard. He ran dozens of patterns, and she threw him thousands of passes. Poorly. You see, Hunter's mom was a great mom, with a pretty bad throwing arm. He learned early to run precise patterns, turn and look for the ball, and then be ready to go get it wherever it happened to be. He would run his patterns, turn for the ball, and be ready to dive, lunge, or sprint in another direction to go get it. It was always a surprise where mom's passes were going to end up. But the skills he developed at that young age, catching mom's errant passes, helped him become the kind of receiver an All-American quarterback would rely on years later to make 10 catches and score 2 touchdowns in winning a national championship. You see, too many of us are intimidated by the thought of coaching others. We think that we have to be much better at a task than they are, or be more talented, or be some kind of expert at what we're coaching. What we really need is to care, and to show up, and devote time to helping someone else improve their skills. Most coaches end up developing people with better individual talents than they have. The reason great coaches are so valued by teams, both athletic and business teams, is that they help others get better at their jobs. Where necessary, they give encouragement, instruction, correction, and open and honest feedback. Sometimes they are simply the catalyst to motivate the person they're coaching to put in the practice needed to improve. And yes, the best coaches actually care about the people that they coach. In the end, that may be the most important coaching trait of all. Strive to be that kind of coach this month. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.